Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
As a professional musician, Lachie stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss from a growing hole in her eyesight. In time, Lachie could face the possibility of total blindness, but she's hopeful, because she knows she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones, because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Lachie, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show? No stopping us now. That's right. We're live from Orlando, Florida. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. Dominic, you still there?
I'm still here.
We're talking to Dominic Petrillo. Dominic, tell us a little more about you. I want to hear more about you because you amaze me, young man.
Well, what would you like to know? Like I said, I follow a lot of football. I do everything I can. I listen to podcasts every day on the subject. So I can get my articles done. And I'm actually was spending all day today writing the game preview articles for the next Eagle season, so that when the schedule release gets released on May 11th, that they'll immediately populate it on the website, and you'll see all the previews for all the teams that the Eagles are going to be facing this year.
Oh, you know the teams they're facing?
Oh, we already know the teams they're going to face. Yeah, we just don't know in what order they're going to be facing them. We know who they're going to be playing home and away. We just don't know in what order.
So who's first? Are you allowed to tell me who's first?
We don't know. Nobody knows. They haven't even made the schedule yet. The teams don't find out until 2 hours before the public does. I do know that we are going to be playing the Kansas City Chiefs this year. And I have a feeling. I don't know. No, Roger Goodell doesn't even know yet, because they're not even going to start making the schedule till tomorrow. But I have a feeling that the Chiefs, since they do play the Eagles in Kansas City this year, that may be the Thursday night game to open the season, since they like to make that a good game. So they might want to make the Super Bowl rematch the opening game of the season.
Wow. That's impressive. Maybe we'll even play the Chicago Bears.
Nope, we don't play the Bears this year.
You don't play the Bears?
Yeah, because nope. Eagles don't fly low. Y'all fly high.
Yeah, and the Bears can't get off the ground, so they can't reach us.
That's funny, too. No comeback there, mister?
Well, no, because y'all got y'all eyes set to the clouds while we right here running for championships.
He said championship. Championship.
It's tough to win a championship when you can't get out of Chicago.
But I'll tell you one thing they got in Chicago that Philadelphia don't have. That's one thing I have to say. They have a hot dog place. What's they been a hot dog with sausages and all that? I love that place.
You talking about Jewtown?
No. It's all over the place. It's a chain.
Superdogs? Superdogs.
No, not Superdogs. It's a chain. It's a chain of roast beef, hot dogs, sausage. They have drive-thrus.
Chris, you don't know it?
They had one on 95th Street. They had them all over town.
Right. What I know is Jewtown, Maxwell.
No. Who?
Maxwell.
I know. No. I'm talking, this place is famous. All over.
All right. I guess I have to look it up, because Chris doesn't know.
I'm still surprised you don't know. Super Dogs, because I know it's got drive-thrus and everything.
No, this is roast beef.
So what am I looking
at? Well, I know about Al's Italian Beef House.
No. I'll know the name when I hear it.
Or are you talking about...
And they got pickles, and they got a lot of places.
Did that place ever open up in Orlando?
Yes, that's the place.
Chris, you know what it is. The one that you were excited they were going to open up near Disney.
That's the place.
No, that's White Castles.
That's not White Castle.
That's White Castles, what you're talking about. That's my joint.
No.
The other one is called
Chicago Dogs.
No, it's not Chicago Dogs.
No.
Is Fat Johnny's?
No. It's famous for its roast beef, and it's one side is roast beef, the other side's hot dogs, and they got pickles and all kinds of condiments right in the middle of the place.
Right.
And it's a humongous place. It's usually like 10,000 square foot place. And drive-thrus, and it's huge. They probably have at least a dozen in Chicago.
More than a dozen. I know what you're talking about, because I can go to them at any given
spot. But you don't know the name either.
I just can't think of the name of it.
One of our listeners just sent me a text and said Arby's.
Not Arby's. This place put Arby's to shame.
Chris, you gotta know it, because you
Arby's puts Arby's to shame.
Huh?
I said Arby's puts Arby's to shame, although
I like Arby's sometimes. Once in a while, I like Arby's. No, I like Arby's.
You know what I'm
doing. Yeah, I eat it every couple weeks. I get it from Grubhub.
Just look up.
To see what's coming to Disney.
Wait, you like Arby's?
No, just look up famous roast beef place in Chicago.
I said I liked Arby's. I just get it every couple weeks.
Hot dogs, too. It's roast beef, hot dogs, hamburgers, everything. But famous for the roast beef first.
God, I see the place. It's gold. It's gold. It's a gold brim on the outside. The color is gold. And
well, when I was sight, I remember, thought it was red. That I won't swear to the color. But I remember going there. I used to love going there. I can't think of the name.
I thought it starts with an R. Mixed up with McDonald's.
Portillo's.
Yes.
I've heard of Portillo's. I thought it was
hot dog and Italian beef.
Italian beef, right. I call it roast beef. Italian
and I think
beef.
They were coming to Disney.
Bartello's. Do you ever hear that place in Chicago?
Hey, Chris, how about Chicago Mike's? That sounds
no,
good.
No, Bartello's.
Bartello's. No, no, Chicago Mike's is all right. I've had there.
Bartello's.
Yeah, but Portillo's is what Mike is talking about, and that's in at home is gold. It's like a brownish kind of goldish like type ordeal for the building.
All I know is when I used to look forward to going to that place, but they call it beef. What do they call it?
Italian,
I call it roast beef.
Italian beef.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Chicago beef. I call it roast beef. It was delicious.
When you go home, Chris, to Chicago, what's the first thing you like to go to eat? Your mom's place?
Yeah.
Well, no, because right where I'm get off at the airport, down the street is a White Castle. So I go get me a 30 sack.
White Castle. That's from New Jersey. New Jersey. But
No. It's a big difference coming from White Castles.
Yeah, I know. They're good. They're like sliders.
Right.
With a little chopped onions.
Yeah, you get $10, you got a whole bag full of
right, yep. Right.
They put little holes in them so that the onions get through there.
Oh.
So they can be sautéed in.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all over the place in New Jersey.
And then after that.
There's only like two left in New Jersey now.
No kidding. I'm talking about North Jersey. I know them in North Jersey. I didn't know any in South Jersey. I know them in North Jersey.
There was one in Cherry Hill. That's where the Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle was filmed in Cherry Hill, but that's not there anymore.
Okay. The places I'm thinking about, was it like in Edison, New Jersey?
One in Edison, and I think there's one in North Jersey somewhere, but I know there's still one in Edison.
One in Clark.
There was one in Clark up the park.
None in Pennsylvania that I remembered.
Okay, why are we talking about food?
Anyway, because I'm talking about food, I'm getting
and
hungry.
And then the next stop I always make it to is this place called Harold's Chicken Shack.
That sounds good.
Harold.
So I want to hear more about Mr. Dominic. Mr. Dominic.
Sure.
So you did a lot of persistent. You worked for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's your first key, persistent. That's you and I agree on that word.
Absolutely.
Persistence. Yes. So
and
you're right.
Be willing to start at the bottom. Don't think that because you're 50 years old or 40 years old, that you should come in as a manager or a senior staff writer or a staff writer or something. You have to be able to work your way up from the bottom.
Yeah, I had a call from a gentleman. I don't know if he's listening tonight. I didn't know what to tell him at that time because last year I knew somebody in L.A. Today, he moved from L.A. to Atlanta. But he asked me a question. Where can he find a good job that pays good money in the radio world? And I told him the truth. I don't know any place right now because...
unless you're the big shot in the country, right?
Number one, like, it has nothing to do with being blind. It has nothing to do about your eyes. It has to do with, let's put it this way, who do you know? That's first. That's very important in life, who you know. And that has nothing to do with your eyes. It's who you know. So, like, it took him, we're talking about Dominic now, it took him a while to find out people, right, Dominic?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I reached out to over 500 people. I reached out to all the NFL teams. I reached out to major college conferences, college universities, and all media outlets. And I heard back from, obviously, there's 32 NFL teams. I think I may have heard back from five or six of them.
So,
and they were just to say, no.
Right.
So you heard back, but to say no.
No, right. Well, that's the word persistent. And it goes back to what I'm saying to Dominic, because this has nothing to do with your eyes. So you say, well, I'm blind. You know, they won't hire me. Wrong. Because here's Dominic. They hired him eventually. And they hire me eventually. But guess what? Radio doesn't pay. Anybody says radio pays. It pays nothing. Okay. The bottom line is, if we didn't have, on this radio show, if we didn't have sponsors, I'd make nothing. The sponsors carry this show. We're a nonprofit radio show, and it'd be nice if some of you helped us.
Absolutely.
And gave money. And we're a 501c3. We're a nonprofit radio show. But at the same time, the sponsors pay for everything because, you know, we're on radio. And we have to pay the radio stations. The radio stations do not give the for nothing. We have to pay the radio stations. We own AM or an FM radio station. We have to pay these stations. We have to pay people. We have employees. We have to pay them. And we're on the internet. So we have to advertise. We do a lot of advertising. We pay for all this. There are a lot of things you don't know. For instance, I hate to tell you this, but all the money we give out to Subway, we're giving out Subway. Subway doesn't give us a dime, not a nickel. We pay for Subway. We give out the $10. It's coming out of our budget. So we give out all this money from us. So when you start talking about we are a nonprofit 501c3, yes, we are. And it's the sponsors to keep the show going. And as you know, April the 2nd, we were on 8 years. Thank God we were on 8 years. And I hope we won't be in for another 8 years. But the point is, it's the sponsors to keep this show going. And the point is, we are a nonprofit. So we have some people, nice companies, beautiful companies, who just send us money as a sponsor. Just, they don't even advertise on the radio. They just send us the check because they're beautiful people. And we wish we had more people like that, because we could then do more things. We could be on more things, a lot more things what we have in mind if we had more money coming in. So when you start talking about what Dominic and I are talking about, it's all about persistent. So it doesn't make a difference if you're blind or sighted. It's to do it if you are creative in your own mind and persistent. Right, Dominic?
Absolutely.
Right now, we got to go to break. We'll talk more with Dominic a little later. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way, Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
We are worldwide leaders for mobility products. Life is always changing, and we understand the need to stay in motion for all events. We have your canes covered for all your everyday outings, colored canes for your special occasions, and adventure tips to help you explore the great outdoors. Nothing should hold you back. And a mobile way of life is what we strive to deliver at Ambutech. You can reach Ambutech by going to our website at www.ambutech.com, by email at orders@ambutech.com, or by phone at 1-800-561-3340. If you haven't already tried one of our canes, give us a call and grow with us. We'd love to hear from you.
For nearly 45 years, ILA has been providing essential aids to the visually impaired and hard of hearing. A trusted source of products for local and national communities, ILA offers a wide variety of technology and daily living aids to enable those with vision loss to participate in an active, independent lifestyle. Our excellent customer service team is always happy to help you find the right product for the task at hand. Call us at 1-800-537-2118 or visit us on the web at www.independentliving.com. ILA, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is your host, Michael. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Thank you for listening, and thank you for letting us in your homes. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Our next guest, well, I can't talk enough about his company. I can't talk enough about him, because without them, we wouldn't even be here tonight. Lynn, introduce our friend.
That's right. Our friend Peter Cucciari is back, and he, if you don't know by now, shame on you, but Peter, for the new people that are listening, Peter is the accessibility manager at Spectrum Communications. Welcome back, Peter.
Welcome back.
Hello, hello. Thank you.
Hello, hello.
And Peter, before we do anything else, you have some big news.
Yes, we want to congratulate you. We want to congratulate you.
Thank you. Yeah, you know what? How about this?
What?
If I can get a caller in to let everyone know what award we won, I would love to give them a $25 gift card, a Visa gift card for $25. If you can call in and just give me the name of the award that we picked up last week. I know we talked about it last
month. It's a good thing I didn't say it.
Or who it's from.
or who it's from. Yeah, if you've got any information that's correct about that award, I'll give you that $25.
Let's see. Oh, you got $25.
And then we can talk about it.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
So 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. So if you think you know where Peter got the award, call in now and let us know. And you got $25 coming to you.
That's very impressive.
Very impressive.
Well, I want to take a quick minute and really, you know, last month we did the panel. I just wanted to extend my gratitude to all the folks that showed up to the panel and answered questions and participated. That was such a generous offering of your time. I really, really appreciate it. And thank you, Michael and Lynn.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much. And thanks Spectrum for being a fabulous, fabulous sponsor.
Right.
I can't talk enough about Spectrum.
Before we go any further, Peter, meet our guest co-host tonight, Dominic.
Dominic.
Peter.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you doing? I think we were on the show last time together as well.
Okay. No kidding.
That might be the case. That's right.
Yeah, he's a writer.
He's a sports writer.
Fantastic. He's a sports writer.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. Well, you know, our vice president of our accessibility department or team is a really avid sports enthusiast, and he's worked to put together, I don't know if a lot of folks know this, so maybe I can share this, but and Patty Bullington, who's also a director on our team, you know, has worked very closely with Steve for a long time with an organization called Adaptive Spirit. And Adaptive Spirit is really the largest fundraising organization or entity for athletes in the ski and snowboard area of the Paralympics. And so they do a lot of really great things to help raise money for these folks. I mean, we're talking about a variety of disabilities. So mobility disabilities, visual disabilities, and so on, all these athletes that complete compete in those sports.
That's good really benefit Dominic. A lot. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so great. I would love to be able to get in contact with
them. I'd love to connect you to the team. Sure, yeah. Reach out to me afterward. But I also thought it might be nice for the listeners to hear just sort of the passion that goes into disability inclusion that really goes beyond the work of our team. So there's a lot of passion that we've got, from really everybody on our team, not just those who have a disability themselves, but everybody's really excited to live in a world where we can all participate.
And we have a caller. Anybody right? calling in?
Yeah.
Chris, I'm confused. Were those callers for the trivia or are those callers right now?
Those are callers right now for this trivia that our good friend Dr. Peter gave. Yeah.
What, right. He's putting out?
Yes.
Well, I thought he said the first one, not all the people.
They call simultaneously.
Oh, well,
we have a new caller.
It has to be a new caller?
Well, if we do out of the two, then we'll pick that one. Why don't we do that?
Any new callers, Chris?
Nope, not a new caller. We got our good friend Sherry from Orlando and our good friend Debbie from St. Petersburg.
That's up to Peter.
Well, How about this?
Sherry and Debbie. Let's wait a minute. See my boss.
You want to wait a minute?
Yeah, let's wait a minute. Make it a new one.
We might.
Sherry was on the panel, so that's not fair.
Sherry
was not on the panel. That wasn't fair. So really, it should go to Debbie because Sherry was on the panel.
Well, you're the boss, Michael. Y'all let you call it. But I've got a gift card that's just itching to.
It's up to you, Peter.
It's up to you, Peter.
I think let's go to Debbie. I think that's a good idea.
I think so too. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's put Debbie on.
I think that's unfair because Debbie's from St. Petersburg and we got a Peter on the phone, so he's just being biased, but that's okay. We can go there anyway.
All right, well, let's go. Here we go. The one and only Debbie. Debbie, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, Chris and Lynn and Michael and Peter and Dominic. My goodness, you've got a whole crew there again tonight. Peter, I don't remember the exact name of the award, but it was from the Helen Keller National Center.
So I will give it to you, Debbie, because it's the Helen Keller Achievement Award.
Okay.
It's from the American Foundation for the Blind.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into it. So it's the American Foundation for the Blind who hosts the award ceremony, and it's the Helen Keller Achievement Award. So
okay.
I'll give it to you because I did say if you get any part of this award right, then you would get it. So I would love to send this your way if you could stay on and give your information to Chris if he doesn't already have it.
I sure will.
I will send it over to you with a note.
Great. And I want to say
thank
hi
you,
to Dominic. We don't know each other, but it sounds like you either do or did live in New Jersey, and I'm originally from New Jersey, and I'm totally blind. So, and I was a broadcaster, and I just wanted to say hi, and thanks for being the guest host tonight.
Yes, thanks for calling in, Debbie. It's great talking to you. And yes, I'm originally from Pennsylvania, but I now live in Burlington County.
Okay, I went to Glassboro State College when it was Glassboro. And,
oh yeah, now it's Rowan.
I wondered about the White Castle on Route 37 in Toms River, if that one's still around.
That I'm not sure. I haven't been over to Toms River in many years.
Yeah.
The only one I've ever been to, I was 8 years old, so it was about 35 years ago, and it was the one in Edison.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Debbie, for calling in. Appreciate it so much. Let's go back
to
Peter.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Let's go back to Peter.
And I'll stay on tick for Chris.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Well, that's exciting.
That's exciting, Peter.
Well, fantastic. So that's cool. So it is, I mean, we had a chance. I think, you know, one of my favorite things about this award, it wasn't just the fact that we got recognized, but to be, you know, on stage alongside people like Tony Coelho, who spent, you know, his entire adult life committed in politics and in advocacy work for equality for people with disabilities to be gained in all aspects of life, not just, you know, on the government side. So, yeah, and co-author of the Americans with Disabilities Act. You know, it's just a phenomenal ceremony and really, really, great people from other companies that had also received the award in the past years were there. Just a fantastic event. They really do put on a great event there, and it was an honor because it wasn't just Spectrum Access that received the recognition. It was all the work of the accessibility team across the company. And we were talking about the contribution of people outside of the accessibility team who have joined in with our team in partnership. You know, they get a chance to feel the pride in that because it really went across the board for a lot of the challenges in the area of accessibility and greatness as well.
Yeah, I'm losing you. Peter, are you there? Peter?
I'm here. I just paused for a moment because I want to make sure I don't over-talk.
Thought we lost you.
Am I on? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I just got a little pingy there for a minute.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
We can hear you now. I can hear you now. I can hear you now.
Fantastic. Okay, hopefully you heard all of that spiel that I gave earlier that, you know, really the pride of the award is across the company. So,
well, it was very,
but yeah, exciting. It was really fantastic. Yeah.
How many people, do you know how many people were there?
I don't, that's a great question. So we had a ballroom that was entirely filled. So all the seats were entirely filled in the ballroom. And then, you know, we had a conference that followed the event and the following 2 days was the American Foundation for the Blind Leadership Conference. I had a great opportunity to do a panel on audio description there. And that was really exciting. Talked a lot about audio description on this trip and the value that it brings not only to people who have visual impairments, but people who like that kind of reinforcement of what's happening on the screen. And the popularity that it's gaining is, you know, I think looks a lot like what we saw with closed captioning. People who use closed captioning that don't have a hearing disability. It's the same thing that's happening with audio description. There's a lot of people that are using it to consume media that might be visual in a non-visual way while doing other things. You know, we live in a multitasking world. People haven't noticed, right? People really value multitasking. And so this really comes into play if that's the way that, you know, you want to consume your media. It's an amazing tool for that.
Did you learn anything new at the leadership conference?
I met a lot of new colleagues, we'll say, across the industry. That was a real highlight. There was a lot of great conversation around disability inclusion and education. And I learned about a device called the Monarch that is being deployed hopefully fairly soon here. I think the American Printing House for the Blind has something to do with that one, but it's essentially a big board that you can send images through, and they tactily appear electronically on this big flat board, and then you can experience the image in a tactile way. So it's sort of akin to Braille dots, but a little bit tighter together, and they form these images that you send through like a PDF, for instance. So I think it picks up on the ink, and then it produces the image tactily for let's say a children's learning environment for a blind student. But I can see the uses for something like that really going beyond just for children.
Yeah. Designers, I read others. About the Monarch. I think I just recently read about that.
Yeah, that was a cool device to learn about, and just meeting others across the industry that are working on accessibility was really, really fun too.
When it comes to charity, when it comes to many things in the blind community, you can always count on Spectrum, because Spectrum is the, looking for the great word I'm looking for. It's much more than a cable company. How do you define yourself more than a cable company?
Well, you know, we've really come to be known as a telecommunications company because there's a lot of communication components of our industry, like mobile phone service and, you know, business lines and landlines and connectivity in the internet space. And then, of course, entertainment and streaming and cable. So it's a telecom company as a whole.
I got it. I got it for you, Mike. I got it, Peter. I got it. Spectrum.
your family connection.
I love it. I'm going to get you in touch with the brand team and see if we can make that.
Family connection, right.
That's cool.
We use Spectrum at the studio. Our studio in WOKB in Orlando uses Spectrum.
Well, that's right. If folks haven't noticed the
all the computers are Spectrum.
Incredible. Yep, the whole spectrum of connection.
Aren't we glad your voice is coming through? Because otherwise, you know, you'd be. We've got a good connection going.
So Peter, before we say goodnight, what's going on over there? How's Leonardo?
Oh, he's doing fantastic. He's decided he knows how to climb the stairs now, and his hand barely reaches the top of the railing, but barely but surely he's demonstrated that he can climb to the top independently, which is something he's been begging for. And so the little eagle's growing his wings.
And then he slides down then he slides down bump 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 on his tush.
Right, yeah, he's trying to, but
that's the way they come down. Bump 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 bump.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to share some updated pictures.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for joining us again tonight.
Thank you, all three of you.
Going off the air in like 20 minutes or so already. Gosh.
And thank you again, Spectrum.
I will say that we're not far away from the local conference happening there in Orlando, the Florida Council of the Blind. So I'm going to look forward to seeing my friends.
Yep.
Both of you, yes.
Yeah, we'll see you again.
See you in a month. All right. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thanks for everything that Spectrum does. And congratulate Spectrum for the great award that you received from Helen Keller.
That's right.
Absolutely. Thank you. And thanks, Chris, for that tagline. Love it.
No problem.
Family connection.
Good night. All right. So
it's time to go to a break. Yep. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back with the trivia. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.esighteyewear.com.
Do you have a hard time putting in eye drops? Miss your eye and waist drops? Introducing Gentle Drop, an aid that helps you use eye drops with ease. Invented by ophthalmologists, Gentle Drop is a soft silicone sleeve that sits on your nose to stabilize your bottle. In a clinical trial on low vision patients, Gentle Drop improved success with drops and increased independence. Gentle Drop fits traditionally shaped 5, 10, and 15 mil bottles and is washable and reusable. Please see our website, dropbetter.com, for a compatibility guide and more information. Gentle Drop takes practice to get the hang of it. We recommend using it with family, a friend, or eye care provider to give you some guidance. You can purchase Gentle Drop at dropbetter.com or Amazon for $15. Gentle Drop, make eye drops easier.
Pen Friend Voice Labeler brings you independence.
No need for help with medicine bottles, what's in the tin, notes for the doctor, or calendar appointments. The Pen Friend includes 100 plus stickers, an audio instruction card, a lanyard, easy backup software, and a dedicated website with tutorial videos. Optional extras include 1,000 plus tactile re-recordable stickers, 25 washable stickers for lids, and a tactile talking address book. The Pen Friend is also an MP3 and talking book player. The 16 gigabyte Pen Friend only costs $155 and has changed thousands of lives over the last 15 years. The Pen Friend is available at MaxiAid, LSNS, and TouchSpot Audio. Please call 630-723-0856 or for international distributors, visit www.penfriendlabeler.com.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom and I hope you enjoy them. If you're giving your all to someone and it's not enough, you're giving it to the wrong person.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios.
We're back. Definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. We are back. The phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. All right, I got a trivia right now for you. I don't think that many people are going to know. I know two people that are probably going to know. That's about it. These two people. I think these two people are the only ones going to know. But other than that, I don't think anybody else is going to know. We'll see. This was a big song. The artist, let's put it this way, in his own right is huge, but not everybody knows who he is. Let's see if you know the song. Let's see if you know him. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? Who is singing this song?
I wanted you, I was so lonely and so blue, for that's what love will do. And darling, I'm
so surprised.
Oh, when I first realized that you were fooling me. And darling, they say that our love won't grow, but I just want to tell them that they don't.
Okay, that's enough of that great song. Great artist.
Michael.
Yes.
While we're waiting, I just want to put my 2 cents in
407,
here.
Wait a minute. 407-894-1680 if you think you know who's singing that song.
Okay. I was just putting this out there. If we already have one person, but we're going to have another panel in the very near future. And if you would like to be on the panel, we need three more people. And the subject will be what being independent means to you. How do you achieve your independence on a daily level?
For a blind person.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
For a blind person. What it means
what
it to means be independent.
To right.
Because everybody has a different definition of independence.
Right.
I might have one definition and you might have another definition.
How they better write to me if they're interested.
Yeah, if they're interested. If you're interested, be on the panel of Word Independence. Write to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
And it could be somebody that's not just totally blind. It could be somebody that's
visually also impaired. We want to have another panel for Spectrum. So if you would like to be on the Spectrum panel, write also Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org if you'd like to be on the panel for Spectrum.
Right. Mention in the subject line that it's for whether
which
it's
one is which or for Spectrum. So does anybody know who's singing the song? 407-894-6080.
I think it was Chris singing it, but
Chris has a great voice, by the way. He really does.
Chris, anybody calling?
When he doesn't answer, it means he's on the phone.
Like to see any new callers.
So do you like that topic, Dominic, about what it means? What
to be independent.
Yeah. To you?
Yeah, I think it's a very good topic.
Well, if you'd like to be on the panel, just write to us.
I'd like to bring up also now, it's a good time to bring up if anybody out there could help Dominic. Dominic, let's discuss it right now.
Mm-hmm. Not just me, but any, yeah, you know, even if it, you can't help me, if you're willing to be a kidney donor or an organ donor for anybody, you know, definitely get a hold of your local hospital and they can direct you on how to become a donor. You can either donate to me or to anybody. But me personally, I'm looking for a kidney and pancreas donation from somebody with either type O blood or type A negative blood is the ones that would fit my blood type. And like I said, if you're willing to get tested, you can reach out to me at DominicPetrillo@gmail.com and we can set up a time for you to get tested and be able to see if you're a match for me or if you're a match for somebody else. Even if you're in a different state, they do remote donations as well, where you would get everything done there. You would get the, you know, you would get the surgery done there and then they would get it on a plane or a helicopter and get it right over to me so I can get it within a 24-hour time frame needed to get it done.
Wow.
So we pray for you and we hope somebody would answer.
Can you mention the blood type again, please?
Type O.
Type O or type A negative. I'm type A negative. So the person would either have to be type A or type O. If it's type B, they would not match to me. They would match to thousands of other people who need a kidney donation as well.
Okay.
So I understand right now we have some people who think they know the song.
Yeah, one of the people on hold, Chris.
A new caller?
Win, this week. We have three callers on the line. Let's see.
Any new callers?
No. And one of the callers is on the no win list.
Right. All right. So who do you want?
I can't hear you, Chris.
Who do you want first?
Whoever's first, but not someone not on the list.
Yeah.
Or a new caller.
All right, then. Let's take a trip over to Winter Garden, Florida. It's been a while since we heard this young gentleman right here.
It's been a while.
All right. That was our first caller. And that's none other than the one and only Leroy.
Leroy?
Hey, who are you?
Don't call Leroy.
Not that I know. Leroy. Leroy, how you doing? We haven't heard from you in a while, Leroy.
I'm just making a wild guess.
What?
You want to hear it?
Yes.
Are you making a wild guess?
I think it's Dobby Dobson.
What?
Dobby Dobson?
Dobson?
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's not it. Sorry. That wasn't the right answer. Sorry, Leroy.
All right.
Not the right answer. Sorry.
All right, sir.
Thank you for calling in.
Okay,
Thank you.
Sherry from Orlando.
Yeah, we're going to hear from Sherry. Hey, Sherry.
Hello?
Hey, Sherry, can you hear me?
We hear.
Yeah, now I can, yes.
Okay, go. Yes. You got the floor, Sherry. Who do you think was singing that jam right there?
Well, I know this song because my brother was born in 1943, so I grew up listening to his music. I was born in 55. It's Your Precious Love, and it's by Jerry Butler.
100% correct. 100% correct. Jerry Butler, otherwise known as the Iceman.
That's right.
Mainline, that was one of our songs. Your Precious Love.
None of the why? Because he was so cool. He was fabulous. Jerry Butler also did He Will Break Your Heart. Anyway, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. $10 gift card from Subway is coming your way.
Wait, Sherry, awesome. Before you hang up, how's your new job?
Thank you.
No, I said, how's your new job?
How's your new job?
Oh, how's my new job? Oh, I'm still in training. It's interesting.
Okay.
So she just got a job with Lighthouse.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, you guys.
All right,
thank you.
Sherry.
Thanks for calling in. And you just won yourself $10 gift card from Subway. See, it pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And that was Jerry Butler for Your Precious Love, Iceman.
All right.
He also did He Will Break Your Heart.
You know, before we
and also he also did Moon River.
Before we wrap up the night with Dominic, I'd like to just get my little wrap up in here and then we can talk a little bit more. I just want to remind everybody to join us next week with co-host Gary Sinclair. And we will be welcoming Dr. Kinnist, who is the co-founder of Gentle Drop. You hear the commercial about the dispenser, the guide for the putting drops in. Our friend and listener, Flo Walsh, and also Dr. Becky Kammer from Samsara Vision. So if you want to learn more, then you tune in next week. I'm not telling you anymore. That's it. We'll keep you in suspense.
Hey, listen, did you want to say hi to Paul, even though he can't win? He's
Sure
can.
Let's go ahead and say hi to our good friend Paul in New Jersey. Paul?
Paul from New Jersey.
You're tuning in next week. I'm not telling you anymore.
What?
That's it. And he has his radio on.
Hey, Paul. And he has his radio on.
Come away from your radio. Step away from Alexa. Alexa, wait.
I'm away.
Okay, Paul, we coming in to say hi to you. We already got the winner to trivia.
I know, that's fine. I won last week, so I was on the no win list.
Oh, he knows the rules.
You know the rules. You can't win for 30 days.
Oh, gosh.
But I also
and I knew that you knew it. That's why I said there's two people I know. You, I knew. Thought you, and the other man in Long Island.
Could be in Delray Beach. You never know. Yeah. All right. How are you, Paul?
His other fellow's name is Howie.
To tell you a couple things. I bought a couple of products that you advertised last week. I bought three things.
Wow.
And I told them that I heard it on the radio show. I bought the pen friend. I bought the drop thing. And I bought a cane for a friend of mine. So.
Oh, wow.
You know what? That is wonderful.
That's very nice.
So everything went well.
I clap you. Thank you so much. Did you tell everybody where you heard it from the Blind and Beyond radio show?
He did. He said he did.
I just said
thank
that,
you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Supporting our sponsors.
You bought Pen Friend. That's beautiful.
About 15 times they were getting angry at me.
Who's that? Who was? We didn't hear
it. Different people he was telling that he heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
I kept telling the ladies that took my this. I heard it on Blind and Beyond. He said, okay. I said, don't forget. I heard it on Blind and Beyond. Don't forget.
That's funny.
I'm going to let you guys go because I know you're coming to the end of the show. Take care.
We are. We want to say goodnight to Dominic.
Good night. Thank you so much, Paul,
thanks,
for calling
Paul.
In.
Thanks
thank
for
you.
Being,
and thanks for being a good.
The show.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you.
That's what I like to hear.
Our
listeners supporting our sponsors.
Absolutely.
You said without the sponsors, there is no show.
That's correct.
That's
right.
It. That's the black and white of it. So, anyway, Dominic, did you have fun?
Did have fun.
Good.
It was a very good time. Thank you for having me on.
It's our pleasure.
Before we still have a few minutes. I was wondering if you wanted to talk to Chris about what you said about the Chicago Cubs. I don't know. He might get angry.
He might get angry.
Well,
Chris,
no, you're fine about the Cubs because it's once every decade. So,
oh no, I just said that I was thinking that the Bears ought to change their name to the Cubs. And they ought to switch
wait a
names
minute. Wait a minute.
Since the Bears seem to be the little brother now.
Poor
that's
Chris.
That's a good one, right?
If they get any worse, they're gonna have to call themselves the White Sox. Move down to South Chicago.
The South suburbs of Chicago, right? That's a good one. Listen, I'm excited for the season. I can't wait for the season to kick in. So much to do in so little time. Because we're gonna see we always see Philadelphia in the playoffs. The seasons that we don't play each other or face each other, we always catch each other in the playoff, and we always come out victorious.
Yeah, all these years, you and Chris.
What is he saying?
You and Chris, all these years.
Is that true, Dominic?
Yeah, true.
That they win?
No, I don't know.
I don't remember that. As far as I remember, the famous football went over the – did go through the –
Do you remember that, yep. that famous wrestler, Doink?
Yeah, the Doink. Doink. Yeah. The famous Doink.
Doink the clown?
Doink, yeah. Yeah, I do. I do. I do.
Now we have double Doink.
But it's going to be a great season. I can't wait. It's on and popping.
Yeah, I do think Chicago is going to be a lot better. I do think they should get – I mean, I'm not going to say they're going to get to the playoffs or anything, but I do think they should at least get to 6 or 7 wins this year, and that will be a big improvement. I think Justin Fields is going to do really good this year.
Yeah. Last year was that more of that learning year and some of the office stuff. I'm going to call it the office stuff that played a major factor.
Yep, absolutely. And they had absolutely no defense.
None.
And their offensive line struggled quite a bit. So I think that they're definitely going to be better now this year, especially their offensive line. They're going to be healthier. And I think with the second year of Matt Eberflus there on offense,
right.
even though he's a defensive coach, but just having the whole offseason and knowing that now for the entire year, you have to run the ball with Justin Fields. You can't have him just sit back there and throw as a pocket passer. I think it's really going to help bring everything to light, and I think that Caleb Herbert or Herbert, their running back.
Do you
there
listen
is
to what's going on here?
Things.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. So now we're sports, we're trivia, we're doing so many things here at Blind and Beyond Radio Show. It's unbelievable. We've got all kinds of things going on here. At Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's right.
Dominic knows his stuff, and Chris knows his sports.
Yep. Dominic, yeah, I want to thank you so much for coming on.
Yes, thank you very much.
I wish you only the best and keep on writing good things about the Eagles.
As long as they keep playing good, I'll keep writing good things.
And tune in when you're not writing sports articles. Tune in. We're here every Sunday.
Yep.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for coming on. Thank you.
So I think we need to thank Chris, too.
Thank you, Chris Shaw.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you. And listen, folks, for those who are just tuning in for the first time, I hope you enjoyed the show today. Even though we were talking about everything, we were talking about sports, we were talking about everything, and food, roast beef sandwich in Chicago, and White Tower,
and Penn Friend,
and Spectrum,
a little this, a little that.
So that's what Blind and Beyond Radio Show is all about. And if you want to know, tune in next week. We'll teach you some more things. Hope you learned something about today. They always say, listen to Blind and Beyond Radio Show, you'll learn something. So hope you learned something today. Lynn?
Good night.
Good night, darling. Okay. Love you.
Love you, too. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. It's
good night,
great.
Chris.
Great.
Good night.
Thank you so much for listening to us. Thank you for having us in your home. And don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Love you all. Good night. Sing up forever.